This goes to Dr. Abimbola. It's A B I M like Mary, B like boy, O L A. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Mary Prout, P-R-O-U-T. Date of birth, March 8th of 1954. Dear Dr. Abimbola, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Prout with stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and small left kidney. Her last visit was February 8th of this year. She's trying very hard to lose weight. She believes she's only eating about 800 to 1,000 calories per day, but she still cannot manage to lose weight. However, she hasn't gained weight either, so she is happy about that. She's fatigued most of the time, and we know she has a history of hyperparathyroidism. She was completely intolerant of Sensipar, though, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. It caused severe depression and suicidal ideation. So we will not be using that type of medication again. However, her calcium levels are fairly well controlled and actually better than they have been. And the parathyroid level is stable at this point. She's not sure if she's had any thyroid studies done to evaluate the problem with weight. She is on Victoza, and that's a new medication, 0.6 units daily. It really hasn't helped the weight loss, although she hasn't gained weight either. And so it might be helping at least to maintain weight. She has been interested in pursuing a possible Watchman device to be placed so that she can get off the Eliquis at some point. So she's hoping that might be a possibility in the future. She currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable, and no claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. For pain, she uses Norco, 7.5, 325, up to 3 times a day as needed. And she does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 282 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough is 138 over 76. Pulse is 80, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites. Edema is 2+ in the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 10th of 2022, and creatinine is 1.8, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 28. Albumin is 3.9, calcium was 10.3, and that is down from 11. Intact parathyroid hormone is 192.3, that's down from 193.1. Sodium, 138, potassium, 4.3, carbon dioxide, 21, phosphorus, 3.8. Her hemoglobin is 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, small left kidney is 2, hypertension is near to goal. We'll continue to monitor blood pressure and continue all of her antihypertensive medications. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, continue the anticoagulation with Eliquis and consider the Watchman procedure. Obesity with the inability to lose weight. This may have already been done, but I mentioned maybe thyroid studies could be checked if not already done, like TSH, free T4, free T3, anti-thyroid antibodies, and possibly anti-thyroperoxidase antibodies to be sure she doesn't have possibly Hashimoto's thyroiditis, although it's very difficult to treat that when they have chronic atrial fibrillation also and recurrent. And I did discuss that with her, that a lot of times thyroid hormone can exacerbate atrial fibrillation or actually cause it. So she's going to continue with all of her current medications. She will continue to try to lose weight as possible. Labs will be done every 1 to 3 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.